Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, and welcome to this podcast. Thanks for being here. I, of course, want to start out with gratitude. Thank you so much for everybody who's been reaching out, sharing the podcast on their Insta stories, having lovely things to say about it, and all of your feedback. I'm so incredibly grateful, and I know that this is adding value to people's lives, which, you know, that's the reason why we do these things, right? And you know, it's also one of the massive things for me is understanding, you know, creating meaning in times of our lives that are more challenging. And I know that this podcast is definitely providing answers to people from my personal challenges, as well as things that I've also experienced professionally. So thank you for letting me know that this is something that you're loving. And thank you so much for sharing it, because the more we share it, the more people can answer their own big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? And of course, when we're living in an aligned life, we feel excited and significant, and that we matter and our contribution matters. So that's what you're doing. You're contributing to by sharing. So thank you so much, everybody. Now, I've also got some very exciting news. I've got two programs that are launching this month. Number one is for specific, well, not specifically, number one is for my LinkedIn crew, predominantly. However, it's bigger than that, obviously. And that is Map at 40. For those of you who are from LinkedIn, you've heard about Map at 40. I've had my scholarship team going through it in December, and they'll finish up this January, which is very exciting. And Map at 40 is all about, it's that time in your life where way too many people are really drowning under the weight of responsibilities. And at this time in our life, and from a human design point of view, this is where we hit our Uranus opposition. And that's that part of us that goes, hang on a second, I don't want to be this person I've been trying to be all my life. I want to be me. And the way that actually manifests in the world is that people end up getting divorced, they run away from their life, they jump out of a job and grab a new one, or they do really drastic things thinking that that's what's going to solve the problem. And of course, everybody, say it with me, they're going external first, not internal first. So Map at 40 is all about reconnecting you to who you are on the inside, really discovering your answers to who am I, why am I here, and what is my purpose, so that you can actually use this time in your life as massive inspiration to create meaning and purpose for the next 40, 60, however many years you're on the planet. So that's what Map at 40 is all about. So there'll be a link in the show notes if you want to join that. Now, the other program is, I just can't deny it anymore, the feedback is huge on human design. So I am officially launching, for my human design enthusiasts, the Human Design Experience. Now, all you need to do this is the desire to want to understand your human design and your body graph. That's it. What we're going to do over this program is we're going to dive deep into all the areas of the body graph. So you can read it, you can understand it. I'm even going to teach you what we talk about, the subtle layers of the human design chart, and why there's a lot of people out there, and I'm hearing this more and more now, there's a lot of people out there that go, well, I'm a generator, but I don't resonate. Or I'm a projector, I don't resonate. So This is your opportunity to understand your nuances. And of course, once you've understood yours and you've been through this program for you, you're going to be incredibly empowered to help those around you as well. So there's a link in the show notes to join the wait list for that too. And they're launching very, very soon. So I will let you know, I'll keep you posted. Now, let's talk about today. There's a little bit of a change of tone. For those of you who are my Australian listeners, and look, to be honest, you all know what's going on here in Australia, and we are on fire. You know, I don't like drama. I don't like to talk about things in, you know, I don't like to catastrophize, because I understand how important that is not to do, both from the supercomputer between my ears and from a quantum physics point of view. However, even I cannot deny the hugeness of what is going on in Australia right now. Just to give you a quick overview, we're experiencing the hugest fires we've ever experienced, and it is destroying wildlife, homes, the environment. It is absolutely burning through everything, and we personally have been affected by it. Our families both live in one of the fire zones down in Jervis Bay, and we were there at the time. We actually ended up getting evacuated from Jervis Bay. And everybody out there is really doing their best. They are being inspired to raise money, to volunteer, to buy products that the fireys need, that the people that have been displaced need, to put people up, to give food. And that's super, super exciting, and I love that. However, there is the next phase, which I've very much been inspired by. But I want to talk to you out there today about how we are always guided internally, and how in times like these, we need to listen to ourselves and use this not to be disheartened and destroyed, but to use this to be inspired to move forward. I want to talk to you today about trusting the feelings that are coming up, the emotions, the experiences. Because right now, I'm getting message after message after message. And, you know, I've got clients that are reaching out to me saying, I'm paralyzed by this. I don't know what to do. So I wanted to take you through the process that I'm giving everyone that I'm supporting in this capacity, so that you can potentially find what it is that you're meant to learn out of this and any other challenge that you experience, and how this is actually something that we need to get in alignment with the universe instead of being in alignment with the ego and the fear. So our minds and bodies are constantly responding to life, right? Of course, if you're a manifestor, you're initiating, but they're initiating from a place of inspiration. So we are always responding in some way. And what tends to happen, especially in these circumstances, but anywhere where we find a heightened emotional response, we're going to be building defining moments within that supercomputer between our ears. And we've got two choices, right? And what's happening is that a lot of people are trying to shut this emotion down. It's too much to bear. It's too much to experience. Unfortunately, Insta, although it's doing an incredible job, Insta and Facebook and LinkedIn and all of the socials are doing an incredible job of letting the people speak. One of the things that is the damage that it is doing is that it's really overwhelming people, and it's paralyzing people to take action and be inspired for change, because it's so overwhelming. Those photos, I can't even think about it. I'm tearing up now. The photos that are being shared are just heartbreaking. So what I want to inspire in you today is I want you to start to get back into alignment with your internal guidance system. So what if this that you're feeling, what if everything that's happening right now has a greater purpose? And because of course it does. This is happening because the universe, the planet can't go on like this. We have to do something about it. And like you would have heard me say in past podcasts and something I say to my clients all the time, the universe always starts with a tap on the shoulder, but it ends with a slap in the face. So consider this a slap in the face. But this is a time not to wallow in the fear, but it's a time to start to listen. So what I'm hearing a lot of is anxiety. Okay, let's talk about anxiety. Anxiety is obviously the fear of the future, which makes perfect sense of what's going on right now. But what's not happening is we're not trusting ourselves to move forward in this environment because of the overwhelm. We are feeling not enough. We're feeling, oh, there's nothing I can do. We're feeling powerless instead of going, okay, what can I do? So what I've done is I've put a few questions together to help you to get a good understanding or a better understanding of how you can possibly move forward when faced with really challenging experiences. Because what tends to happen in these challenging experiences is that we go into ego. Ego takes over. Remember, ego is fear-based. It's about control. It's about staying the same. And as we all know, there's no possible way we can stay the same in the current environment that we're in. So this is a time where we have to start using the internal guidance system to inspire ourselves forward. Okay. So what I've done is I've put together some journal questions, okay? Some journal prompts that I've given to a number of people lately and myself to connect back into who I am on the inside. And one of the things I want you to understand is that these are all learning opportunities, okay? These are all opportunities for us to become a new human. But we need to be willing to let go of the old blame game. And I'm not saying anyone is right or wrong. This has not got anything to do with politics. This has got to do with human and how we move forward and how we learn from this. So I want you to grab a pen and I want you to write down these questions as we go through it and take some time to sit down and do this journaling. And from this journaling, you will be inspired to do something, whether it's to do with the bushfires here in Australia, or it will be something that you can use in any challenging situation where you need to move forward and not stay in fear. Okay, so the first thing I want you to consider is that what if everything that's happening right now and everything that is triggering you is actually part of why you're put here on the planet? Think about that for a minute. What if you chose to come in to incarnate? And we all know from a human design point of view, we chose our design, and we look at our design and we ask, why were we chosen this way? Or why would we choose to live this way? So what if what's happening right now is actually part of your, you know, dharma, your purpose, your mission, your higher self? What is it that it's actually trying to inspire in you? What is this discomfort trying to tell you? I know for sure this discomfort for me, one of the things that it really triggered in me initially is not enoughness. Oh my God, my audience isn't big enough. I can't talk to enough people. Oh, I don't have millions of dollars because I just want to give millions of dollars. And it triggered these things in me instantly. Like, what? It's not enough. Yet at the time, I didn't consider the things that were enough. Like, my mum and my in-laws live in the fire zone. We literally evacuated my mother. That's enough. And I was also, you know, I came to the obvious conclusion that having one set of ears to speak to about this is way more valuable than none. It's not about how much I don't have. It's about me taking action from what the discomfort is inspiring in me. And the discomfort for me was I felt like I wasn't doing enough, being enough. But I chose to take that inspiration and that discomfort and do this podcast to connect in another way. And you're going to see more of this, because one of the things that I see now is that my mum's town, my in-laws' town, they're going to be devastated by the loss of income, because this is their busiest time, and they're just little country towns. They're beachside towns, so in winter they're empty. So from my discomfort, I have been inspired to do my part to support the local business. And you'll hear more about that on my Insta and probably another podcast. Back to the questions. Who do you want to become now? What are you inspired to do? I'm definitely going to let go of not enoughness. I can tell you that much. Because it doesn't, the numbers in this case don't matter. What matters is that my energy is aligned to the universe's energy, and the universe is saying to us, the planet needs to change. And I'm down with that, peeps. I want to change. I want to be that new version, that new human. And what does that mean to me? Well, that means that my voice does matter. One voice matters. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure that even if it's one set of ears, that set of ears matters. So now, who do you want to become? Now that you realize that this discomfort is actually your internal guidance system, your spirit, your soul, your physical body trying to inspire you to take action, to move forward, to see the world differently, to create something new, to become a new version of you. So what are you going to do about it? I would love everyone. I would love people's feedback as well. So in on Insta, on LinkedIn, in Facebook, emails, any other way that you usually contact me, give me your feedback. Tell me who you've become because of this and what action you're doing to move forward. Because in every single moment, people, we have a choice to feel disempowered or to feel empowered, a choice to be moving forward or standing still. And the more we focus on what went wrong in the past without the momentum to change the future, the more we lose. So if we're going to be winning and learning from this experience, we need to be moving forward. We need to take our discomfort and be inspired forward. It's our time now to move forward and become new people, new individuals, new communities, hopefully a new country and global community. And I can't implore you enough, guys, to find your inspiration. Your inspiration that comes and was probably initially triggered from the anger, from the blame game, from the incredibly destructive experience we're going through right now, and turn that into inspiration and forward action. And set your intentions in line with Mother Nature, not those that want to tell us we're all screwed, because I just don't believe that that's true. So I'm going to leave it there today, everyone. I want to thank you so much for listening. Please take the time out, especially if you've been challenged by current events, to do that journaling and find your inspiration in that discomfort, in your sadness, in your fear, all of those things. And set yourself a task from that inspiration, an action. But even more than that, outline who you've now become because of experiencing, going through this experience, and what you're not going to settle for anymore. Thanks, guys. I appreciate your time. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.